It's Hank FM, and it's why we can't have.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Yes, our daily public service announcements of the fine examples to never strive to be in life. Why we can't have nice things starts us. You may have seen this on the news. It all emanated and started with a guy from Texas off the coast of Florida. We see a lot of stories about people trying to sneak into the U.S., U.S. from Cuba. The reverse is far less common, but a 63-year-old dude out of Texas got arrested last week after he rented a fishing boat in Florida and took it all the way to Cuba.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's facing charges for this. Floyd DeVessier, 38-year-old woman, was with him but hasn't been ID'd, and it's not clear if she knew what was even happening or not. But this guy rented a 26-foot fishing boat last Tuesday there in Key West. He was supposed to have it for 2 days, but he never brought it back. So they checked on the onboard GPS, the rental place. Saw he was headed due south. In fact, he was about 30 miles south of Key West when they lost track of it. And someone on another boat saw him booking it towards Cuba and called it in. Then Cuba's Coast Guard scooped him up, got in touch with our Homeland Security, and now he's back in the U.S. He faces charges for hiring or leasing with the intent to defraud. The owner of the rental company is not sure if he's going to get his boat back from Cuba. No word on what he was doing, whether he was trying to smuggle or sell the boat or just wanted to see Havana, but it turns out not his first rodeo.
I mean, it'd be worth a lot down there.
He did the same thing in 2019, and that boat also ended up in Cuba.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, moms will do anything to keep your kids on the right track, but federal crimes probably shouldn't be part of the deal. A mother in Bangladesh was ticked off at her son because he was leaving the country for Nepal with his mistress. So she called in a bomb threat to the airline. Police were not impressed, as you can imagine. She was arrested along with the guy's wife, who probably wasn't too happy either. No explosives were found on the plane, and no word they actually made it to that romantic getaway.
I hear Nepal is lovely this time of year.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Sherpas alone set the mood.
Sherpa game strong.
Yeah, nobody likes to be insulted online. And online bullying, it's a big deal. Well, that includes criminals, as we go to Wichita Falls, Texas. Woman there was on a trip when her neighbors sent her photos of a woman allegedly stealing from her home. We're assuming then that woman called the police, but she also posted pictures of the thief to a community Facebook page of her kind of neighborhood. And says, anybody who knows this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town. Well, the thief somehow saw the post and did not like being called names.
Excuse me.
So the thief then responded, said people need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash on her Facebook post just because, these are quotes, I broke into her house and stole some stuff. She doesn't even know me. Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And few do, because she goes by both the names Misty Criddle or Misty Cape, and she's wanted for theft between $2,530. Sounds like the police are still trying to track her down, but I don't know, maybe make a post. Call her some name.
Dum, 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 dum.
She'll pop up.
Oh, wearing tight pants can get you a lot of attention. Unfortunately, can also earn you a trip to your friendly neighborhood general surgeon, Suki Waterhouse. She's kind of a celebrity. She's Robert Pattinson's ex-girlfriend, which really means something in life.
Mm.
She's revealed on social media that she put on some really tight trousers about 6 months ago and wound up hospitalized with a hernia. Do not panic.
Jeez.
She had her trusty earbuds in her hospital bed, as well as a vape to go along with it.
Well, that's why it's the summer of freedom, the summer of jorts.
Yes, your jorts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, safety.
You're not going to have that problem.
Safety first.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, as if the world couldn't get weirder, how about this for your next phone? We introduce you to the Skin Case, created by designer Mark Tessier in partnership with Virgin Media, which mimics human skin in a phone case in look, texture, and behavior.
Ugh.
Created from a silicone mix. The purpose was it's a health reminder tool. So your phone, an object you constantly are checking, will act like a live indicator reminding you to apply sunscreen during high UV exposure. Because the sun will affect the skin-like substance that is this phone case. And will even sunburn. On the flip side, it is a phone covered in fake skin. To which even its designer, Tessier, says it does, quote, look a bit grotesque, but is very functional, which is exactly what somebody that would create a phone case out of human skin would say. It's available for order.
So did you hear that the Annabelle doll was on tour?
Oh, I'm backing away.
It was traveling.
Uh-huh.
Now, the doll, rumored...
They removed it from the house.
Yeah. It was going. It was going places.
All right.
That's on y'all. Rumored to be haunted. Now, the name of the tour is Devils on the Run.
Okay. Yeah.
One paranormal investigator by the name of Chris Rivera accompanied the doll and was found unresponsive in a Gettysburg, Pennsylvania hotel room, passing away at the age of 54. Is sad. He's a U.S. Army veteran, the lead investigator for the New England Society for Psychic Research, and a recent surge of popularity after discussing superstitions related to the doll.
Warren.
He was friends with them. Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, was friends with the Warren family.
Yeah. I don't want to make any jokes about any of this. Knock on doors you don't want answered. And then finally, it's always a safe place to go to TikTok. We have a new TikTok trend, a TikTok beauty trend.
Hey.
As the newest TikTok fashion trend is people are using Sharpies as lip liner.
Oh, dear.
Good news is they're only doing it once.
Dum, 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 d